your character goes through a transformation over the course of the movie. And where is she at the beginning of this movie? How vulnerable is she? She's living in Brooklyn, and she's jumped by some guys on the street who are wearing some crazy masks. And I guess we never really figure out, you know, why they're wearing masks or anything like that. But just that it's a very, very odd thing. So your character, what kind of a person is she at the beginning of the movie when this happens to her?
She's had a bad day. Because I remember in the outline, you know, that I got, it was, she had lost her job that day, but I don't know if you, I can't remember seeing the movie, like, if they addressed that at all. But, you know, she's a girl living in Brooklyn who's struggling like everybody else living in Brooklyn, and she just lost her job, and her boyfriend's kind of a dick, and then she gets robbed on the street, so, and beat up. But I think where she starts is definitely a different place, obviously, to where she goes, you know, towards the end of the film.
So what is it that makes her, you know, because she meets these musicians and just decides, I'm going to go follow them. I mean, what is the trigger then that finally, you know, makes her do that? I mean, that seems like a very big jump.
Totally. Absolutely. I think a lot of it is, I mean, having been somebody who's lived in New York for a long time and having had those times where I'm like, it's time for me to go. You know, obviously, it's a really impulsive decision to go. And it comes from her being beat up on the street. But it kind of seems like she was maybe about to, you know, getting tired of New York City. And I mean, that just happens. You just get tired of it, you know, after being there and struggling so long. So I think it's just a good excuse for her to go. She met these cool people in a band from Texas, and they were on their way back to Texas. So she's like, fuck it, let's go.
So when you come back to Texas, though, and here's where we might get into stereotypes of New York versus Texas also. People, I think, who don't live in New York and have never visited the city sometimes have a fear of it being a big city where crime happens all the time and something. And vice versa, on the other side, people who don't live in Texas think, like one character says in the movie at one point, everybody has a gun in Texas. And so we must just be shooting them up all the time over here. So what happens when you come back to Texas here from Brooklyn and your character doesn't feel any more secure, I guess?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's an idea, I think, and there's like an idealization, especially for people that live in Brooklyn or New York, that like they want to get out of the city and go somewhere else, you know? And what happens, I think, is her paranoia just follows her, you know? So... And also, you know, she's staying in East Texas, like East Austin, which isn't necessarily like just like all hippies and Whole Foods, you know. And I think she has this idea that she's going to get there and she's going to get to Austin and everything's going to be great. And it is great, but, you know, bad stuff happens everywhere. And I think, not that I want to call it like post-traumatic stress disorder or anything, but I think that all of that anxiety that, I mean, obviously, like, an attack like that, it brings baggage. Like, you're going to have issues after that. So anywhere she went, I think if she had gone to Provo, Utah, you know, where there's virtually no crime, I think she probably would have had the same, you know, hearing sounds, just being paranoid that, like, a man with a knife is behind her at all times, you know?
So in the movie, of course, you know, the movie is called Loves Her Gun, and your character, Allie, starts working with a gardener here in Austin, and the gardener introduces her to firearms.
Right.
And so what is the trigger that Allie feels that says, this is the answer?
I think it's just being fed up with feeling not safe and feeling like at any moment it could happen again. I don't think she goes into it thinking, oh, I'm going to buy a gun for self-defense reasons. But she goes in, you know, she goes to the shooting range with Melissa's character. And I think the thing about guns is they are seductive. They appeal to our imaginations. It's not like, I mean, when I came into the process of shooting this film, I was much more terrified of guns than I am now. And being from New York, I was like, I seriously didn't believe that, like, people just, like, had guns, and it was such a big part of their life. Because you just kind of, I'm from Utah, I didn't grow up around them, and then I live in New York, in New York City, where I don't know, I don't have friends who keep guns in their house. Like, I just don't know that. But when we started, you know, making the film here, it's so much a part of the culture here that it's less scary. You know, to me now, because it's demystified for me now. But I think it's not, I think it's like she goes into it just, okay, why don't I try this, you know? And eventually she decides to buy a gun. Like, things happen. She's still afraid. And she sees, you know, it's just the event is haunting her. So I think she gets wrapped up in this idea that if she has a gun, she'll feel safer. But how long has she been doing this? Is she qualified to use this? Is she, you know, is she reasonable? Like, is she a person that should have a gun right now?
Well, that's a good question, because when you say, is she reasonable? Yeah. I mean, she acts out in a couple of ways in the film right. that I think most people would say are not reasonable exactly. at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of it is she wants to get something back. She wants to get something back that she lost. I think when you're, I've never been attacked like that, but I think I've definitely felt bullied. I've definitely felt taken advantage of. And the first thing that you feel is hurt, and then you feel pissed off, and then you feel like you want revenge. So in a way, I think what happens is she gets seduced by guns. She gets seduced by it. It makes her feel powerful. She loses her sense of who she was before the event that happened. And she decides, you know, she decides to buy a weapon, and then she uses that in a way to get revenge, even though it's not getting revenge on who actually happened. Like, you know, the people are back in New York. Like, there's no way she can actually really get that back.
Yeah.
But this is how she acts it out, is through other incidents and other people in the film.
What did the director, Jeff Marslet, tell you about this role and about guns in general when he was going into the picture?
You know, what did we talk about? I don't know. He sent me an outline and I read it and I was really, really excited by it. Because I just thought this is so, like, it would be really fun. It's such a circumstance driven character. You know, it's not like, I wouldn't even call it, it is character driven, I guess, but it's really circumstance driven. It's like this person, all this stuff happens to her. So it's not like just who she is in life. It's who she is dealing with these circumstances. We talked about guns, but not really that much, because it was more just like, oh, cool, we'll deal with it when we get there. I mean, I'd never really shot a gun before. And my stepmom, incidentally, she was a shotgun instructor. Before I came to Texas to shoot the movie, I was like I asked her if she would take me out to the range and like we could just shoot, you know, shotguns. And I was really, really scared at first. And then I got really comfortable with it. And then
how did you feel then when you got comfortable with it?
Well, it was fun. Like, it is fun. Shooting guns is fun. You know, it's like I first saw her get the gun out of the case and I was like, oh my God, this is terrifying. And we had to go through like an hour of like safety stuff. And I was like, I can't believe it. And then there's other people there just walking around with guns. I mean, I was like, this just feels wrong to me. This feels, cause it's just something I'm not used to. But everybody's so comfortable with it. So I guess that made me more comfortable with it, to see that it was like a sport as well. It's not just like a bunch of crazies, you know? Not that I thought that before. It's just that I hadn't been exposed to any kind of like culture. So yeah, it was interesting. We shot Trap and it was really fun, and it's a really satisfying feeling, I guess. And it does make you feel powerful. It does make you feel cool. And I think there are valid reasons for and against, you know, this gun issue, but I do think it appeals to people's sense of cool. And like all the cool guys in the movies do it. And I think it's sometimes less about like, I need this for my safety, and maybe more about, you know, this makes me feel really powerful.
So, I mean, it does look cool in the movies, you know, to have guns. There's and with increasing media coverage of shootings around the country, and with Sandy Hook, I mean, like, there's been this renewed call on Hollywood to lower the gun quotient, I suppose, in films. I mean, how do you feel?
Yeah, it's so interesting, because I recently listened to something about like Japan, and they actually have more violent video game sales in Japan, but because guns aren't legal, they have obviously less mass shootings and less shootings in general. It's weird. It's like, is it the movies or is it the guns? Obviously the guns, because the guns are doing it. But why are we so obsessed with it? I guess that's maybe the question, is like, why are we so obsessed with violence? Why are there things that we just, it's like the first game you play as a kid is Cops and Robbers. And like, what is that? Like, you know, I mean, I guess it is a lot from movies, you know, and growing up with this imaginative thing about being like John Wayne or being, you know, some like a cop or I don't know. It's interesting and it's fascinating to me, and I don't know where I stand on the issue all the time, because it's like I'm around certain people who are very responsible, and they're very responsible gun owners, and I'm like, oh, great. Like, why? It's just so much a part of their life. I wouldn't want to take that part of their life away from them. And then, you know, you meet other people, and you're like, there's just certain things where it doesn't feel right to just give everybody just free access to these really powerful weapons.
Well, thank you very much, Trias Kelly-Dunn, for taking this bit of time here, and congratulations
thank
on
you.
Loves Her Gun, and I wish you great success with it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks.